Just got a little short talk today, just about the meaning of Christmas, really. Okay, so, 8 sleeps to go. How exciting is that? 8 sleeps to go, boys, that's all. 8 sleeps to go. So have you been naughty or nice? I'm not asking the front row. Have you been naughty or nice? What gifts are you hoping for this Christmas? Is it a bicycle or a Barbie? Is it a hairdryer or a Ferrari? Quite a few possibilities there. Actually, most of us might not realise it, but we need much more than that. We actually need more than a Ferrari can offer. And today, there was a song that used to sing years ago, "The best things in life are free." Remember those words, Janice? Remember that? The best things in life are free. Things that money can't buy. And today I want to talk about 3 of the best things in life. 3 things that money can't buy. Why can't money buy these things? Because they are free. And they don't have to cost us anything because God has already provided them. So what are these 3 free gifts? They are peace, hope, and love. This Christmas, every single one of us can unwrap peace and hope and love. So let's start with peace. The world would pay big money to find peace. In fact, some people have spent millions of pounds trying to find peace. But it's looking in all the wrong places. Peace isn't found in money or fame. It isn't found in drink or drugs. True peace is found in God and in Him alone. So my first scripture today is from Luke chapter 2 and verse 14, and it says this: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." This is what the angels sang to the shepherds up there in the sky, and the shepherds are out there looking after their sheep. And this is a song that the angels were singing: glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. They were singing that there would be peace on earth, but we only need to listen to the news to realize there's not much peace in the world today. One country is rising up against another, and sometimes it feels like it's just about World War III about to erupt on the world stage. But this scripture isn't talking about peace between countries. That's where we've got it wrong. It's not talking about peace between our country or any other country. It's talking about peace between God and man. God's saying, "I've got the solution." You know, in the Old Testament, you couldn't come near me because of your sin. You couldn't come into the Holy of Holies in the temple. You couldn't come into that inner chamber because you were so far away. But I've got the answer. And the answer is my Son. And so when Jesus was born, God was saying, and what I'm saying here is there's now peace between God and man. Look at the end of the verse. It says, "Goodwill toward men." All of us. All of His creation. So the angels were saying, God wants you to know He's at peace with you. He's not angry with you. He's not mad. God's not even in a bad mood. There's no bad moods in heaven. You know, you don't need a paracetamol up there because you've got a headache because you're in a bad mood. There's no bad moods in heaven. God loves us so much. He wants peace between Himself and us, between Himself and you. He wants it so much He sent His Son to die for it. That was the price He paid. Jesus left all of the glory of heaven. I can't even begin to imagine all of the glory of heaven. And Jesus left it to be born in those poor circumstances, in a manger with animals round about. Didn't even have a house at that point. And He left all of that because of His love for us. There's a name for Jesus in the Bible, and He calls Him the Prince of Peace. So God sent the Prince of Peace to let us know He wants peace between God and man. When Jesus was born, He brought a message from peace all the way from heaven to earth, all the way from His home to your home, all the way from God's heart to your heart and my heart. God sent Jesus to tell us that God's arms were now open wide. There was no barrier between us and God. And now we can run to Him instead of running away from Him. You don't need to run away from God if you're not feeling good enough. You just need to come and give him everything you've got. There's an old song we used to sing, just as I am, without one plea. God's not asking you to go home and have a shower and spruce up and put on your best Christmas jumper, you know. He's saying, just come as you are. Just come as you are. Don't run away from him, but run to him. God is now waiting on us to come closer. He's done everything. He's come as close as he can. He's brought, he sent his son down. He's left his Holy Spirit to come and surround us and his angels to look after us. He's done everything. He's going, now, Sandra, you need to move closer to me. That's what we need to do. That's our step. So if we're looking for peace this Christmas, we'll find it by coming to the Prince of Peace. You know, and it's so simple to do that. Do you know how I did that when I was about 7 years of age? I can clearly remember it. I came home from Sunday school. I went into my bedroom. I shut the door. And I just said, I don't know how to do this, God, but I just know I want you. And right from that minute, he came close. You know, if my child walked through the door and I hadn't seen him for a very long time, and they said, I've come close, I would be there. I would be running down that hallway. I'd be dragging them through the front door if I hadn't seen them for years. God just wants us to come close. So what about hope? Well, a lot of people have no hope, especially at this time of year. People can feel hopeless and they can feel very lonely at Christmas. But we don't have to be alone, because there's another name for Jesus in the Bible, and it's this, Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. He's with us. He came down and he's with us. And my hope is in the fact that God is always with me. And right from that moment when I was only about 7 years of age, I have always felt the presence of God because I asked him closer. I asked him to come in. Every minute of every day he's with us. But we have to ask him into our lives. God is a gentleman, and he's a very gentle man, a very gentle God. And he stands and he waits, and he will not force himself on us. So how do we ask him into our lives? Just start a conversation. Just start talking to him. Just say, hello. That's a good conversation. A good prayer is help. Help is a good prayer. It's a one-word prayer. Just start a conversation and just say, Father God, you are welcome in my life. You're welcome in my thoughts right now. I really need you in my thoughts. I need you in my heart because it's all mixed up right now. Someone's hurt me or whatever the situation is. Just welcome him in. You know, it might sound really simple. It might sound simplistic, but actually it's called prayer. No matter how simple it is, whether we're in the shower, in the car, walking down the street, just saying, God, I really need you to help me here. If you're there, if you're real, I really need you to help me. And it's called prayer. So we need to try praying, because it works. God is there. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And we need never feel alone again. Hebrews 13 and verse 5 is one of my favorite scriptures. And this is it from the Amplified. And the Amplified Bible does what it says. It amplifies it. It gives us a few more words in there to help us understand it. In Hebrews 13 and verse 5, it says this. God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you or give you up or leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. You know, sometimes I watch those news reports and they say children were separated from their parents. And I think, how bad was the trauma for children to be separated from their parents? Rooms, I've been in a crowded London Underground and it was mobs. I mean, we were like penguins. You could hardly move because the London Marathon was on. So the station was absolutely mobbed. And I had a hold of my child by the backpack, you know, and I'm holding this backpack and nothing's going to get that child off me. And God is saying, he has got us by the hand. He is holding us so tightly, nothing is going to get us off him. Nothing is going to get us out of his hand. He's going, assuredly, I will not, I will not, I will not let you go. And all we've got to do to have that, someone having that love that surrounds us and holds us, is to ask for it. And God promises he'll never leave us, he'll never give us up or relax his hold on us. Nothing can separate us from him. God is like spiritual super glue. Nothing was going to get my child away from me in that London Underground, which was mobbed. And so for the trauma of parents to be ripped away from their children, I can't even begin to imagine that situation. And God is with us right now. He's right beside you and he's right beside me. He's in this room by his Spirit. And all we have to do is believe it. With every breath we take in and with every breath we give out until the day we die, God is Emmanuel. He is with us. When I was preparing this, I had a picture of an empty house. Sometimes I feel God shows me pictures. And I saw this empty house, and there was one person standing in this empty house, and they looked really lonely. But God wants to say to you, he's still with you, even in that house. So whether it's an empty house or an empty life, God is there if we want him to be. If we are asking him in, he'll just stand quietly until we ask him. So all we need to say is, come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come in, and we'll never be alone again. Never. And that brings us to the final thing today, and it's love. God has a never-ending, overwhelming, unconditional love for every single one of us. See, human love is so conditional. If you're not nice to me, I'm not nice to you. You know, if you say things that are wrong to me, then I might not forgive you. I mean, our love is so conditional. It's on the condition that someone's nice to us or we won't forgive them. But God's love is unconditional. He just stands and he waits and he loves us and he won't let go of us until our dying day. You know, the thief on the cross turned to Jesus and he was accepted with his last breath. So God's love is unconditional. It's so much over and beyond a human love. Even when we do something wrong, God still loves us. He doesn't turn his back on us. He doesn't want us to do wrong things because they will just eventually will get hurt because of it. But he still loves us. It's just like our children. They might do something wrong, but the minute they come toddling up, put their arms around us, we just love them. We just love them anyway. So whatever you've done or not done, it will not separate you from the love of God, because the Bible tells me that nothing will separate us from his love. This is my last scripture today, and it's Romans 8, verse 38. And it says this about the love of God. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing is able to separate us from the love of God because he loves us unconditionally. We can come to God just the way we are. You know, earlier we said God was waiting for us with open arms. Well, he's also waiting for us with an open heart, and we can enter his love anytime. So are you ready to enter his love? He's not asking if we've been naughty or nice. That's what Santa does, okay? God's not saying today, you've not been nice enough, Sandra, so I'm not going to love you today. He's asking if there's room in our life for him. He's asking if we can love him like he already loves us. The prayer for this is so simple. It's, Father God, come into my life. That's it. You might add, I want you to love me, and I want to learn to love you. That's it. God will be there like that, in a heartbeat. So let me encourage you this Christmas, start to believe that God loves you. Start to believe he'll never leave you. God is with us this Christmas, and every day of our lives after that. And that gives us peace and hope and love. While the worship team come up for our final song, I'm just going to close with a prayer. And if you want any part of this prayer, you can say it in your head. You can say it under your breath. In fact, why don't we all just say it? We can just mumble it quietly after me, and then you won't feel the odd one out if you're saying it for the first time. So I'll just say a little part of this really simple prayer, and you just repeat it after me. And it says this, Father God, I come to you today just as I am. No fancy words, just me. And I want to say, come into my life. Come in so I can run into your love. Fill me with your peace. Give me your hope this Christmas. In Jesus' name.